经，我们一起到去诵读神的话语。
旧约圣经记载在《生命记》十五章七至八节、十至十一节。
旧约是《生命记》十五章七到八同埋十到十一节。
我们一起用你熟悉的话语来读。
我们一起用你熟悉的话语来读。
在
耶和
华
你
神
所
赐
你
的
地上，
无论
哪
一
座
城
里，
你
弟兄中若有
一
个穷人，
你
不
可
忍着
心攥
着
手
不
帮
补
你
穷
乏
的
弟
兄，总要向
他
松
开
手，照
他
所
缺
乏
的
借
给
他，补
他
的
不
足。你总要给他，给他的时候心里不可受烦，因耶和华你神必在你这一切所行的，并你的手里办的
事上
赐福与你。原来那地上的穷人永不断绝，所以我吩咐你说，总要向你地上困苦穷乏的弟兄松开手。
我们一起来读新约圣经。
我们再读新约圣经。
新约圣经记载在约翰一书。
新约圣经是记载在约翰一书。
三章十六至十八节。
三章十六到十八节。
我们还是一起来诵读。
我们是一起来到去诵读。
主
为
我
们舍
命，
我
们
从
此
就
知
道
何
为
爱，
我
们
也应
当
为弟兄
舍
命。
凡
有
地
上
财
物
的，
看
见
弟
兄
穷
乏，
却失住怜悯的
心、
爱神的心，怎能存
在
他里面
呢？
小子们啊，
我
们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
我们很高兴，
我们很高兴
今天有张雅各牧师在我们中间。
今日有张雅各牧师喺我哋中间。
今天他要为我们正道。
佢今日要为我哋正道。
他正道的题目是。
正道嘅题目系。
忠于政府还是忠于上帝？
忠于政府定系忠于上帝？
经文记载在罗马书十三章一至七节。
经文系记载喺罗马书第十三章一到七节。
由宋世君姐妹来翻译。
宋世君姐妹翻译。
我们把以下的时间交给张牧师。
我将时间交给张牧师。
大家早晨，大家
早上好，
早安，是吗？Good morning to everybody.
大家早上好。
First, I'd like to say I was given this text. I don't think I would have chosen it unless it was given to me.
首先我要声明一下，这段经文是给我的。哦，我不会自己选这段经文的。
It's a tough text to talk from.
这是很难讲述的一段经文。
But thank you for inviting me to talk about it.
但是非常感谢邀请我来讲这段经文。
It's been a challenge, but I'll try my best.
这是一个挑战，但是我会尽我所能。
And I have asked God to help me many times.
我向神祷告，叫他来帮助我很多次。
And I was very happy to hear that again. I was prayed for.
我很高兴。
You prayed for me. You just prayed for me.
你们刚才刚刚为我祷告了，我真的很高兴听到。
I'm a bit worried that the sermon will be boring.
我有点担心今天的讲道会有些无聊。
Because there is not so much gospel in it.
因为没有那么多福音在里面。
But so actually, what I have prepared for you is more like a Bible lesson.
所以今天我为大家准备的是一个查经班。
But to have a Bible lesson is important.
但是有查经班也是很重要的。
We really need to look into the Bible and understand what it says to us.
我们真的是要认真的研读圣经，明白圣经要教导我们的。
Bible lessons might be boring to some people, but they are important.
查经班可能对某些人来说很无聊，但是这是很重要的。
So steel yourself and forgive me.
所以刚巧你们自己，也请饶恕我。
The theme I have chosen to speak about is where is your loyalty to the government or God, or are they the same?
今天我选择的，主题就是你的忠诚在哪里？究竟是对政府还是对神？这两个是一样的吗？
So, let's read the text, everybody, or Apollo can read it for us.
那先让Apollo 给大家读一下经文。今天讲到的经文在罗马书第十三章第一到第七节。在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的。凡掌权的都是神所命的，所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫作恶的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善，就可以他得他的称赞，因为他是神的用人，是与你有益的。你若作恶，却当惧怕，因为他不是空空的佩剑，他是神的用人，是深渊的，刑罚那作恶的。所以你们必须顺服，不但是因为刑罚，也是因为良心。你们纳粮也为这个缘故，因他们是神的差役，常常特管这事。凡人所当得的就给他，当得粮的给他纳粮，当得税的给他上税，当惧怕的惧怕他，当恭敬的恭敬他。
If you just read this text in the Bible, the answer to my question in the topic seems easy to give.
如果你仅仅是读这段经文，似乎我刚才提的问题很容易回答。
Yes, God and the government is something almost the same.
是的，神和政府几乎是一样的。
Government is just like part of God's kingdom.
政府就如同是神国的一个部分。
Governments are established by God.
政府是由神来授权的。
They do God's work.
他们在做神的工。
We don't oppose, rebel, or stand up against them.
我们不会反叛、反抗，或者。
Period. Yeah, period. Dot.
或者和他作对，句号。
Sure, and I think most people will agree with the following.
我相信大部分人都会同意我以下要说的。
God gave us governments and rulers to make our life better.
神给了我们政府掌权的，来使我们的生活更加好。
He gave us governments. He gave us the Ten Commandments.
他给了我们十诫。
He gave us governments, police.
他给了我们政府、警察。
Courts and prisons.
法院还有监狱。
And even armies to protect our country.
甚至有军队来保护我们的国家。
Rules and regulations are needed by the government as authorities must protect the poor among us, the weak.
法律法规是来保护那些穷人们、软弱的，来保护我们的。
Laws are there to protect us against people who don't care about other people.
法律是来保护那些我们不被那些毫不顾及他人的人的侵害。
But is it so simple that there are no exceptions to how we relate to authorities and governments?
但是难道事情真的那么简单吗？我们该怎样和政府和掌权的建立关系呢？
Is that all there is to say about this text?
那我们该怎样理解这段经文呢？
That authorities should be obeyed no matter what.
权柄是要服从的，无论在任何的境况之下。
I think that things are more complicated than that.
我想现实要比那个他所说的更加复杂一点。
First, how you understand the specific words is how it's related to how the Bible is translated.
首先，该怎样来理解这段经文，是联系到这个圣经是怎样翻译的。
Check out the same version in different languages.
同样一段经文在不同的语种里面。
And different types of Bible translations.
在不同时代的翻译版本里面，
you will see a variation.
你会看到很多不同。
Do you know that there are different types of translation methods?
你知道吗？翻译有不同的方法。
Some translation methods are emphasizing meaning.
有一些翻译呢，是着重于它的意思。
That is, this translation tries to follow the meaning of what was written in the original text.Without necessarily trying to use the same words.
这种翻译呢，它就是尽可能的，展现原文的用意，而并不是局限于原文的用字。
When you translate from Greek to Norwegian or Chinese, this makes the Bible more easy to read and understand.
当你把希腊语翻译成挪威语或者是中文的时候呢，这种翻译方式使得经文更加容易理解。
However, there are other principles of translation of a written text too.
然而有不同的翻译方式，也有是照着原字原句翻的。
Another way is to follow the word by word as closely as possible.
一个字一个字的翻，尽可能的是把原文翻得准确。
Maybe that will make it more close to the meaning of the original text, but it's also more difficult to read.
也许这样，让翻译出来的这个版本呢，更加接近于原来的版本，但是呢，就会很难读懂。
You guys live in Norway.
你们都住在挪威。
You know that Norwegians say things very differently from Chinese.
你们知道挪威人表达方式和中国人的表达方式非常不同。
If you check out Romans 13:1-7, you see differences.
如果你查这个罗马书第十三章一到七节呢，你会看到许多不同的。
If you look at Romans 13:2, in the Norwegian version, who came out in 2011.
如果你查这个罗马书第十三章的第二节，挪威版在2011年出来的那个版本呢
？You see that the translators use the words "sette seg opp mot."
你会看到那个翻译的人呢，就用了这个语句说 "sette seg opp."
If you translate,
就是反抗。
If you translate this back into English, it can loosely mean stand up against.
如果你把它翻译回去，翻译成英文的话呢，也就是反对、反抗。
If you use the international version, the new international version.
如果你用这个新的国际版，也就是 NIV 版呢
？Yeah, I mostly use NIV.
我经常用 NIV.
It says rebel against.
它这里的翻译呢是说反叛。
Now rebel feels stronger to me.
那这个反叛呢，我觉得是更重的一个语义。
It's almost like using violence.
几乎好像是在用暴力。
And oppose strongly or refuse to listen to.
就是用力的在反抗。 拒绝来聆听。
Rebellion is some kind of, it's like revolution almost.
这个反叛啊，就几乎像是要革命了。
It makes me also think about a little child.
让我想起那个小孩子。
And the image I get into my mind is a rebellious little child.
我脑海里显现的呢，就是一个非常反叛的小孩子。
They run around and scream, or lie down on the floor and kick and scream if they're angry.
他们生气的时候呢，就到处乱跑，然后大叫，甚至躺在地上撒泼。
And they try to get their will by force, by screaming.
他们试图用暴力，就是用暴力，用大喊大叫来得到他们想要的。
You could say they're out of control.
你可以说他们已经完全失控了。
We know these children.
我们知道这种小孩的。
Because we're sometimes like them ourselves.
因为有时候我们就是这样的小孩。
Or because we have these kind of children sometimes.
或者有时候我们就有这样的小孩。
To stop them.
为了要阻止他们。
When my children were small, and they behaved like that.
当我孩子小的时候，他们有时候就是这样行为的。
You just have to grab them and hold them tight.
你就不得不一把抓住他，把他们紧紧抱住。
Until they quiet down.
直到他们安静下来。
Yeah. In the sense of this scripture, It creates the image of people just doing their own thing.
在这段经文里面呢，就有这种感觉，这些人只是按照自己的意志在行为。
They just do what they want to get what they want.
他们就是随意的做事情，就为了得到自己的满足。
Without consideration of how it affects other people.
完全不考虑他们的行为会给他人带来的影响。
So consequently,
所以呢
，we need a lot of rules and regulation in society to protect us against people like that.
我们需要许多法律法规来保护我们，就是针对这些人的。
And when it comes to interpreting the Bible, Luther gave us some important principle.
当我们解读圣经的时候呢，路德给了我们一些非常重要的原则。
And although we may not be Lutheran, we all sort of inherit a lot of Lutherans because we are Protestants.
虽然我们并不是路德，但是我们都是清教徒，所以我们也是采用他的原则的。
So the Reformation taught us that we must let the Bible explain itself.
所以呢，他就教导我们，我们必须让圣经自己来解释自己。
We must weigh the different statements in the Bible to come to a conclusion.
我们必须要比较圣经里面的各个章节，从而得到一个自己的结论。
So I want to look at another passage from the Bible from Acts 5, 29 to 32.
所以呢，现在让我们一起来看《使徒行传》第五章第27节到32节。
I hope. 29. Yeah, what's
the 29?
Yes. Makes sense. Please.
顺从神。这是《使徒行传》第五章第27节到32节。彼得和众圣徒回答说：顺从神，不顺从人是应当的。你们挂在石头上杀害、木头上杀害的耶稣，我们祖宗的神已经叫他复活。神且用右手将他高举，叫他做君王，做救主，将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。我们为这事做见证， 神赐给顺从之人的圣灵，也为这事做见证。
You know, when Peter spoke these words, the leaders of Israel who heard them are really angry.
你知道在使徒彼得说这些话的时候呢，当时以色列的那个掌权的人是非常生气的。
The Bible tells us they actually wanted to have the disciples killed right away.
圣经告诉我们，那些掌权的人甚至想把使徒们杀害，马上就立即杀害。
Serious business.
这是很严重的事情哦。
But here is a clear example about Peter and the disciples who chose to oppose their leaders.
但是这是一个非常典型的例子。彼得和他的使徒们选择了反对当时掌权的人。
Even if they must have known that they could be killed for it.
即使他们知道他们可能因此而付上生命的代价。
In order to reconcile the two seemingly conflicting passages, you also have to look at the context of how they were written, when they were written.
为了把这两段看上去好像彼此矛盾的经文结合在一起呢，我们必须要看当时的时代背景。
Context is stuff like time, situations, different attitudes or different people.
所谓这个背景呢，就是当时的时间、当时的情境，还有当时的人。
Many theologians think that Romans 13:1-7 was written into a time when people in Rome had started to misuse the gospel.
许多神学家认为，这个罗马书十三章一到七节呢，是写在一个当时许多人开始滥用福音。
They were thinking, oh, the gospel tells us that we only need faith to save us.
他们说这个福音告诉我们，我们只要信就可以得救。
They could do anything and get away with it because they would be forgiven.
无论他们做什么，他们都会没事的，因为他们都会得到赦免。
Of course they were wrong.
当然他们是错的。
They were just picking the verses in the Bible, in the scripture that suited their situation.
他们对着这圣经啊断章取义。
And humans often do that when they want to find excuses for a certain kind of behavior.
人往往有做这种事情的倾向，就是他们找到一些可以来支撑他们的行为的一些主张。
What they just wanted to do what they want to do.
他们就是想任意的行事。
My main understanding of Romans 13:1-7 is this.
我对于罗马书第十三章一到七节的主要的理解是这样的。
It's mostly about personal ethics.
这主要是在说个人的一个
ethics, way of behavior.
伦理。
It's a kind of guidance for your own life.
这是对于你个人生活的一个指引。
Like the ones you find in the Ten Commandments.
就如同你在十诫里面所找到的。
You are not supposed to steal or kill or something.
你不应该去杀人啊，你不要去偷东西啊，还有等等等等。
And God's main purpose for giving us these rules was to make life among people peaceful.
神给我们这些教导呢，是为了让我们人与人相处呢更加的平安。
Stable and predictable.
更加和平，更加可预见。
He gave us authorities.
他给了我们权威。
Kings and emperors to rule and govern us.
他给了我们国王啊，皇帝啊，还有政府。
So that anarchy would not break out.
所以呢，我们不会陷入一种无政府状态。
And of course, for laws to work, you also need punishment.
当然，为了让这个法律法规能够 生效的话呢，我们必须要有惩罚的方式。
We know that if you don't have punishment behind the law, many people just start to ignore them.
我们知道，如果这个违法行为不得到制裁的话呢，许多人就开始忽视法律法规了。
If no punishment happens when we, if you are cheating on your taxes,
如果你逃税而没有任何后果的话
，a lot of people wouldn't pay the tax they should pay.
很多人不会去付税的。
What do you think would happen to the welfare society in Norway?
那么我们想想，这个挪威的福利机构会有怎样的一个后果呢
？I pay my tax with Well, I can say I pay my tax with some kind of joy.
我可以说我是带着喜乐去纳税的。
Because I lived in Hong Kong a long time, and I see that a lot of people in Hong Kong suffer because there is not enough money, not enough taxes paid.
因为我在香港住了很多年，我看到许多人受苦。这是因为没有足够的税金去。支持他们的福利系统。
Let's make another example.
让我们再举一个例子。
Would you say Hitler is a good guy?
你会说希特勒是个好人吗
？Of course, you would say he was a bad guy.
当然你会说他是坏人呐。
Hitler was responsible for killing 6 million Jews and starting World War II.
希特勒要对杀害600万的Jews。犹太人和发动了第二次世界大战负责。
But however, if you look at Romans 13:1-7, let's say Hitler had a murder case.
但是如果你看这个罗马书第一章一到第三章一到七节的话的，你就会说哦，那希特勒他是掌权的。
You would say that Hitler did the right thing when he was punishing the murderer, wouldn't you?
你会说，希特勒做了一件好事，他在惩罚那些谋杀犯。
Why is this so?
为什么
？It's because all of us know that it's not good to kill people.
因为我们都知道，杀人是不对的，这是错的。
It upsets society.
这会
It upsets.
他让整个社会人都感到非常痛苦。
Just look at Kongsberg these days.
就看看最近在 Kongsberg 发生的事情了。
On the other hand, almost all people here today would also see that Hitler used his authority badly and wrongly.
几乎所有在座的人都会同意，希特勒错误地使用了他的权力。
He was the ruler of Germany from 1933 to 1945.
他是德国的掌权的人，从。
He was a dictator.
他是一个独裁者。
And what he did was mostly wrong.
他所做的大部分都是错的。
So authorities can be wrong.
所以掌权的人是可能犯错的。
So Acts 5 talks about authority that act against the will of God.
在《使徒行传》里面第五章就说到了那些掌权的人是没有，他是反对了神的旨意的。
And the thing that Peter accuses them of is nailing Jesus to a cross.
在这里，彼得是指责他们把耶稣钉在十字架上。
Of course, they did not do that themselves. They had the Romans do that for them.
当然，他们没有自己亲自去做了，他是让罗马人去做的。
They must have been very smart because they manipulated the Romans to do it for them.
他们很聪明，他们并没有自己亲自动手，而是控制了那些罗马人去为他们去动手。
Killing Jesus was definitely not the right thing.
但是杀害耶稣当然不是对的。
So we cannot say they were God's servants in that case.
我们不能说在这个例子里面他们是神的仆人。
When Jesus was killed as a sinner, it was neither righteous nor right.
当耶稣被害，作为一个罪人被害，这不是公义的，也不是公正的。
Jesus was the only righteous person who had lived.
事实上，耶稣是唯一一个公义的人。
And by executing him, they broke the laws in many ways.
在杀害耶稣的时候，他们在非常多的层面上都违反了法律。
The fact that God used their actions for something good is a different thing.
神让这件事情转变为一件好事，这是完全不同的一件事情。
God had a plan for Jesus to suffer. He knew what they would do.
神是对耶稣这个受难是之前就有计划有安排的，他知道人会怎么做。
So he could take our punishment.
所以耶稣可以为我们受死。
That leads me to the next thought, and let me quote from Romans 12:3.
现在我们要看另外一段经文，就是罗马书的
Psalm 13:3.
第三十九章。
The third verse, 13:3.
第十三章第三节。做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫作恶的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善，就可得他的称赞。
Clearly, there are times when authorities do wrong and when they do right.
当然了，掌权的有时候会做对的事情，有时候会做错的事情。
And it's also easy to see that on another level, countries do wrong thing against each other.
从更高的一个层面，我们可以看到国家与国家之间有时候也会彼此对抗。
Governments often treat groups within their own country or whole countries unfairly, and it's easy to see.
我们也可以非常容易的看到一个政府可能对国家内部的不同的群体有不公平的待遇。
To me, this shows that Romans 13:1-7 is mainly speaking about what kind of authority authority governments have on a personal level.
对我来说，罗马书的第十三章一到七节呢，它主要是说，政府对于个人生活，它有怎样的权利，管理权利。
If this text talks about the right of authorities to rule and question at all times, in all situations, it doesn't make sense.
如果你是说，这段经文所说的是在任何情境下、任何时代状况下完全的权利的话呢，这并不make sense， 并不合理。
And finally,
最后。
When two governments are opposing each other,
当两个政府彼此对抗的时候，
not both of them can be right.
不可能两个都是对的。
So there must be one who is wrong and one who is right.
一定是一个是错的，一个是对的。
When it comes to the relationship between the authorities of this world and God, you can see there is an important principle in the text I mentioned in Acts 5.
当说到现在世界上的这些政府和神之间的关系，有一个非常重要的原则，就是我刚才说到的《使徒行传》里面的原则。
Obey God more than people.
顺服神，不要顺服人。
As people here is talking to authorities, his words are important.
人
as Peter here is talking to people who are both religious and political leaders, his statement is important.
这里彼得所说的关于我们该怎样来对待政府和所有的这个宗教领袖，他的原则是很重要的。
We sometimes have to speak up when our conscience tells us to.
有时候我们必须要说出我们的心声。
The authorities Peter was talking to had refused Peter to talk about Jesus.
当时彼得所面对的当时的政府，他是拒绝彼得来谈论耶稣。
And Peter could not stop talking about Jesus.
彼得不愿意停止。
Because that was the most important commandment that Jesus had given him.
因为这是耶稣给他的最重要的一个诫命。
So people should not go against what they think is God's will for their life, even though it might be dangerous.
所以我们不应该要离弃神对我们的呼召，即使这意味着是危险的。
There of course might be a problem with this. Sometimes to follow your what you think is your conscience, what you think is the will of God.
当然，有时候这可能也有一个危险，就是你随着自己的心，你认为这是神对你的呼召。
Some people think that God has told them to do something, but actually they are crazy.
有时候有些人认为是神叫他们去做这些事情的，但其实他们是疯了。
We just saw a very bad example of this in Kongsberg.
我们刚刚就在 Kongsberg 看到一个非常不好的例子。
Some people may think that God has commanded them to kill so and so.
有些人可能认为神让他们去杀戮的。
Or even worse things.
甚至更糟糕的事情。
But in most cases, it's not difficult to tell what is reasonable and what is crazy.
但是在大部分的情境下，这不是要区分什么是神叫我们去做的，什么是疯狂，这不是一件很难的事。
Actually, this topic brings me back to the principle that you should all let the Bible explain itself with different passages.
其实这让我又回到了我们刚才说到的读经的一个原则，就是要让圣经自己去解释它自己，把各个经文联系到一起。
When you think you have some kind of action command from God, you must always check with the Bible.
当你得到一个想法，认为是神让你去做的话，你应该回到圣经里来看圣经的原则和教导。
You should check with your Christian friends, with your pastor.
你应该跟你主内的兄弟姐妹去讨论，要跟你的牧师去讨论。
Maybe what you think that God has told you to do is not according to the Bible.
也许你以为是神叫你做的，并不是根据圣经的教导的。
The fifth commandment says you should not kill.
十诫里面的第五诫说不要杀戮。
One more thing before I end this sermon of Bible teaching.
在我们今天查经班结束之前的最后一件事情。
Romans 13:1-7 is sometimes used to shut people up.
这个罗马书第十三章一到七节有时候是被用来让别人闭嘴的一个经文。
How can you oppose the government when the Bible says you are supposed to submit to them and keep quiet?
你怎么可以反对政府呢？当圣经教导你说你必须要顺从政府的。
Well, submitting, one for one thing, submitting and speaking up is two different things, and not speaking up is two different things.
服从和不说话，这是完全不同的两件事情。
To rebel and speak up is also two different things. And not speak up is also two different things.
反叛和不说出自己的想法是两件事情。
Receiving criticism is something all authorities should learn to accept.
接受批评是所有的政府必须要学的一个功课。
After all, this is the way they can improve.
毕竟这是他们能够得到改善的一个途径。
No government can last a long time if they don't listen to the will of the people.
没有任何一个政府，如果他们不倾听民众的心声的话，是可以持续下去的。
If they don't listen to the will of the people, they will have to use more and more control.
如果他们不聆听民众的心声的话，他就不得不使用更多的管理机构。
And that again may end up in a rebellion. That increases the chance of rebellion.
这样做的后果往往是增加了反叛的几率。
Basically, rulers have two responsibilities.
总的来说，掌权的人是有两个责任的。
The first one is to follow, the first one is to listen to the people.
第一个呢, 就是要倾听民众的心声。
And they also have to make, and the second is they have to make necessary space for those who doesn't agree.
他们必须也要给那些, 与他们的主张不合的人一个生存的空间。
What kind of responsibility does people have?
那么, 我们作为民众, 我们有怎样的责任呢?
They actually have the responsibility to follow the laws of society and protect that protects the well-being of other people.
我们必须要遵从法律法规, 也去保护其他的民众。
And they also have the responsibility to speak up.
我们也有责任要说出我们自己的心声。
For us Christians,
那对于我们基督徒,
there is a special responsibility.
我们有一个特殊的责任。
We must try to uphold the society that is based on righteousness, justice, and love.
我们必须要支撑这个社会, 用公正、公义和仁爱。
But I sincerely believe.
但是, 我真诚地相信,
our loyalty,
我们的忠诚,
in the end,
在最后,
must be to act as we believe in what is God's will.
就如同使徒行传上说到的, 必须行为是根据我们认为什么是神的旨意。
We must, because God is bigger than any government.
因为神高于所有的政府。
If it's true that he put government into place, he's also bigger than government.
如果是神授权给那些政府的话, 那他是高于所有的政府的。
In the end, God is bigger than any government.
在最后, 神是高于所有的政府的。
Let us pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Give us wisdom to understand your will.
给我们智慧来懂得你的旨意。
How we can make society righteous and with and have a society that is filled with justice.
让我们懂得该怎样让这个社会充满公义，让这个社会是公正公平的。
Help us to try to take care of other people.
帮助我们去帮助他人。
Help us not to let anarchy come into our lives.
帮助我们不要让无政府状态进入我们的生活。
Help us to distinguish what is your will through the Bible.
帮助我们来懂得你的旨意，通过圣经的教导。
People disagree with each other.
人与人彼此意见不同。
Help us to have patience with each other.
帮助我们。 能有耐心,
help us to respect each brother and sister who have different opinions.
帮助我们去尊重每一个主内兄弟姐妹跟我们有不同意见的兄弟姐妹。
Help us to listen to each other.
帮助我们去聆听彼此。
Because our brothers are our brothers and our sisters are our sisters, and we don't have other people we can love more. We should love more.
因为兄弟就是兄弟，姐妹就是姐妹，我们没有其他的人，我们需要更多的去爱了。Through
our Lord Jesus Christ, Amen.
奉主耶稣的名求, Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
We thank God.